It's May 6, 2021, and today's podcast is specifically for people with health risks who have chosen not to get their vaccine because they're concerned about their health risks. And this is very timely for right now.
Welcome to Dr. Vaughn's COVID-19 Updates, the podcast that updates you daily on the pandemic.
Regular listeners would, of course, be aware that the daily COVID updates podcast has not been daily. And the reason is because the news is not necessarily coming out with earth-shattering subjects every day at this point in the pandemic. But I did choose to, after some delay, make a recording, a podcast for today because of people I'm specifically thinking about. And those are the people who have very real health issues that they are currently considering to be reasons to put off getting the vaccine. That actually is backwards to statistics and what we see. Another reason is because of a report in Morbidity Mortality Weekly Report, the MMWR that the CDC puts out weekly, and they put it out yesterday with some projections for what's going to happen with numbers of cases of COVID-19, hospitalizations, and deaths in the coming months. And these projections are taking into account spread of variants that are 50% more contagious, like the B.1.1.17 variant. Also taking into account that the people most at risk have mostly been vaccinated at this point. And all of the projections, well, they have four major scenarios, and the four major scenarios are based on two things happening: how much people continue to get vaccinated and how much people continue to follow non-pharmacologic interventions, which is mask wearing and social distancing. And so they can have either people doing both of those, or people not doing both of those, or people doing either combination of one but not the other of those. So that's four combinations of doing these two interventions, vaccine and mask wearing and social distancing. All four of them actually go up in May instead of continuing to go down as they're just now starting to do, especially in California and especially in Placer County. Now we're finally seeing some reduction of this plateau that we struck after much vaccination had been done. And I understand that if you look at that and you have some health issues, you might say, you know, I don't want the vaccine to potentially interfere with my current health issues. I hear that people have side effects with it. And I kind of followed that until I saw this report. And the report shows that in all four of the scenarios of people adhering to vaccination or non-pharmacologic interventions, that the spike is going to yet come. And so I urge people in that situation, there is a lot of risk still coming. The thing that makes sense is to get vaccinated. As far as concerns with any kind of health condition, it's not expected to really put you at risk for aggravating that condition as much as your risk of getting coronavirus and getting hurt by it. And we've heard on these podcasts how the effects of it can go on and on and on for a lot of the people who get it. So this would be an urgent encouragement to those people to get the vaccine now before this next spike hits. Of course, after that, I'll give you the good news that the numbers look like for all of these things, hospitalizations, cases, and deaths, that they're going to go down dramatically, especially if people have heavy use of the vaccine and heavy practice of mask wearing and social distancing. Death rate almost becoming zero by the end of summer. This graph kind of goes up a little bit right now here at the beginning of May, and then starts to just precipitously dive down through July, and then go down even further into the fall. So good news in the long term, but in the short term, if you look at the graph yourself on the MMWR, you will see there is reason to get the vaccine now, because it will give you protection at the time when it's going to be worse than this hump that they are projecting could come.
You're listening to a Dr. Vaughn Medical Podcast. You would probably love the Auburn Medical Group YouTube live stream. see Dr. Mark Vaughn and Dr. Gwen Vaughn every Monday afternoon at 4:30 Pacific Time. They discuss timely medical topics and answer questions from the live stream chat during the show. Where else can you ask your medical questions every week and get answers from real medical doctors? You'll find them on the Auburn Medical Group channel on YouTube every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for listening to today's update. Be sure to be subscribed to not miss future updates, and stay in good health.